Shlomo HaMelech taught us all forms of wisdom. And the story is told about a merchant who set sail with his son, and they had a lot of wealth after doing much business. And they took their wealth, they transferred it to gold coins, and they took the gold coins in a chest on the ship with them. Now, the merchant had his room where he would go down and check that in that safe, in that place, his chest was safely hidden. One time he was going down to check his chest, and it was dark, and he was feeling his way to the chest when he heard whispers, and he hears the sailors talking. So one sailor says to the other, you know what's in that chest? So the other sailor says, no, do you? He says, yeah, I know, that chest is filled with gold. When they weren't looking, I went down there and I saw the chest filled with gold. Now, the other sailor says, you know, if we steal it from him, then he'll take us to task. We can't fight him and take it. So the other sailor says, you know what we have to do? When we hit the middle of the sea and there's no one around, then when there are no ships close by, we'll go to the two, we'll call them to the front of the ship, and we'll throw them overboard. So all the sailors agreed. They had all the sailors sitting there and eating their supper, and they all agreed that's what they're going to do. Now this guy was standing there in the dark. He heard all of this conversation, and he started shivering. What's he going to do? How's he going to save his life, his son's life? So he's wondering, what can he do to save his life? There are a bunch of sailors, they're all stronger than him, and if they've all decided they're going to throw him overboard, there's no way he can overpower them. He's out at sea and he doesn't see any way out. He calls over his son and he says, son, this is what I hear them saying, but I have an idea. And they decided upon the following plot. The next morning, early in the morning, the father gets up and makes believe he is very upset, and he yells at his son, says, get up, lazy one. What do you think? Just because I have a little bit of money, you don't have to do any work. So the son starts yelling back and says, oh, what are you talking to me that way? And they're yelling at one another, and it's all an act. But everyone hears them yelling. So they're yelling back and forth and back and forth, and all the sailors gather, and they see them fighting one another, and everyone's wondering how the fight's going to end. So the father grabs the chest and he looks at his son and says, listen here, you bum, I'm not going to give you my money forever. And he grabs the chest and throws it overboard. All the sailors see, and the son starts weeping. How could you do that, Dad? Look at my father. Just because he gets upset at me, he throws all his wealth overboard. The sailors looked there and they shook their head in disbelief. Now that they didn't have the wealth, the sailors wouldn't kill him. Now everyone saw that they threw the chest overboard. When they got off the ship in peace, so the son turns to the father and he says, you know, we're alive, and I appreciate your wisdom, but now we're destitute. How are we going to live? We have nothing. And the father, the father tells the son, no, the main thing is we're still alive. And you know what? Our wealth isn't lost either. He went to the head of the city and he told them what happened, and they went and they rounded up the sailors, and the sailors admitted that the father threw the chest to the sea. They said, what do you want from us? We didn't do anything. And the judge said, you know, he had to do it because you didn't leave him a choice. You know, he'd be dead if he didn't do it. So the judge said, this ruling we learn from Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech said, Eit la'ashlich. There's a time when a person has to throw away his wealth. A person has to know when his wealth is endangering his life. There are many people during the Spanish Inquisition that said, I can't let go of my wealth. There are many people in Germany that said, I can't let go of my wealth. A person has to know there are times in life where it's et la'ashlich. The time is to throw away your wealth and make it out with your life. And that's what the father and the son did. And the judge forced them to pay back the chest and the gold coins to the father and the son. Because he said, you didn't leave them a choice. You threatened their life. They knew you were going to kill them. So they ended up not only walking away with their life, but also walking away with a lot of wealth.